Food is fuel for your body, your mind, and definitely your sport. But let's face it, nutrition is confusing, and the expectations on girls and women to be thin and have a six-pack are exhausting. If you've ever been frustrated with your body, confused about nutrition, obsessed with eating healthy, or guilty when you don't, underate, overate, or overtrained, and overwhelmed with all the pressure, then this podcast is for you. Nutrition can be easy. You can take control of it, but it might start with letting go of control by asking for help and making a change. I'm Lindsay Elizabeth Cortez, sports dietitian and owner of Rise Up Nutrition, where I empower female athletes to overcome nutrition concerns and perform at their highest level, to stop being confused by all the mixed or harmful messages, and finally have confidence in your body as a fierce, fit, and fueled female athlete. Hi, Anna. It's so good to talk to you again. For those listening, Anna is one of my clients. She's been enrolled in the Female Athlete System of Transformation for the past few months, and we've had a lot of transformations that we're going to talk over today. So, Anna, thank you so much for being willing to share your story.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So for those listening, I was wondering if you could just tell them a bit about who you are, your sport, and kind of just what the last few years of nutrition and sport has looked like for you, because you've been not only an athlete yourself, but a coach as well. So if you could share a little bit about your background, that would be awesome.
Sure. Well, my name is Anna Kenyon. I am certified through NASM, so the National Academy of Sports Medicine, in both personal training and nutrition coaching. I am a nationally qualified bodybuilder, both in, well, I've got my national qualifications in Texas and in Indianapolis, and I recently joined the sport of powerlifting. So those are my two sports.
Yeah, amazing. And so obviously with somebody who has so much nutrition and training knowledge already, you know, you had reasons for coming to me, and it wasn't to be told how to follow a meal plan, because you knew really well how to follow a meal plan. You knew really well how to track your calories and count your calories. You knew how to lean out. You knew how to bulk up. So going back to, you know, a few months ago, what were some of your biggest concerns as to why ultimately you needed help, which, let's face it, everybody needs help in some area of their life, you know? So yeah, what were some of the biggest concerns going on in your life and why we needed an extra push in a different direction?
So initially I started with you because I just wanted you to give me a meal plan with some extra salmon or almonds or whatever, because I needed to get my period back and I needed to regulate my hormones. But I really had no intention on stopping my excessive amount of exercise. And then about a week into the program, like, a bunch of things just happened, and I realized I had more of a problem than I liked to admit. So when I realized, like, okay, I have an issue here, and this overexercise could, like, really play a toll on my life and my performance and just everything in general, is when I was like, okay, I need something to change, because I was pretty much really drastically under eating and significantly over exercising. And I've had this, like, bottomless pit hunger that just never went away. And then, of course, with all my hormonal issues too. So there's a lot of reality checks that happened just when I hired you. So
yeah, for sure. And you're not alone there, Anna. So many of our clients do that. You know, it's totally normal to meet with a dietitian and want a meal plan. And that's one of the things we can absolutely do. But it's interesting too, because just as you said, you're like, just needed someone to tell me eat a bigger piece of salmon or add an extra handful of almonds. And I think one of our first conversations, I was just like, okay, then do that. Like, okay, then eat more. Like, I don't need to write you up a fancy meal plan to do that. And so I think that's exactly what our first few weeks of really getting to the root problem. And that can be hard for people to realize. And I think one message I want to spread and with you is, you don't always have to know your problem or know what the root is before getting help. Like, that's something we can navigate together, because just like you said, like, okay, we're going to start eating more to fix our hormones and get our period back. That was kind of your overarching goal. But then it was, wait, we need to dig deeper into our exercise and some of our food habits and what's really limiting us. And I think that's probably the, in my opinion, one of the biggest transformations we've seen with you. is because we solved a problem you didn't even really know that you had at that time.
Yeah, it was really interesting. After my first week with you, it was like everything just hit me in the face. I remember I sent you a message and I was like, I think I have more of a problem than what I realized coming into this. But fortunately, I was working with you already and you were like, all right, then let's focus on that problem. So it was really beneficial. It's like the stars aligned.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we don't have to beat around the bush. It was hard, right? On an emotional and a mental level. Could you speak a little bit about that? Because this is something that's hard for athletes. You know, you're in the bodybuilding community. Like you, how much do you squat and deadlift? Like you're so strong, so powerful. So it can be hard to go through some of this like emotional stuff and some of this deeper stuff. And I'm wondering for you, Anna, you know, this wasn't just a two-way relationship. You know, we have a team here at Rise Up Nutrition and there's other girls and group calls. So how important was having like multiple layers of support for you?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it was just a different kind of great community that I felt like I was able to be involved in with your program. I mean, I think I have like two girls who on your team who I would definitely consider like friends, although I've never met them in person. You know, we chat every now and then, which is really nice. And having that support of like, hey, you can do this. Like, you're not alone. I've been there. It just really, really helped. And I think one thing that's important to touch on is with like whatever anyone resonates with, whether it's an eating disorder or disordered eating or red S or the
triad.
Yeah, the triad. Unfortunately, there's this huge community, especially with women who resonate with that. But the thing about these disorders or even like depression is it's really good at making you feel like you are completely and 100% alone. Even though you might know you're not alone, you still really, really feel alone. Like, oh, my situation is different because I'm this. Or, well, I can't eat a donut because I'm this person, or, you know, there's a certain body type I need to hold because this is whatever sport you resonate with. So in your head, you know, you're not alone, but you still feel really, really alone. So when I was with your program and meeting these other girls, it really made me realize like, okay, I don't have to be this way. I don't have to exercise way too much and eat so little. And when I started and really started working with your program, I always knew I was strong, but I didn't really realize how strong I was until I let, this sounds so simple, but let food properly fuel me. So now, I mean, I deadlifted 295 pounds the other day and it wasn't easy, but I mean, I could have never done that 12 weeks ago. So it's really exciting to see where I'm at and like the progress I'm going to continue to have.
Oh my gosh, you just said so many good things. You know, one, allowing food to be fuel. Yeah, it sounds so simple. And yet 4 months ago, you weren't doing it. For the past 5 years, you weren't doing it. So yeah, amazing that your performance has truly improved and that you're proud of yourself. I'm just recognizing the shirt you're wearing too. It says beautiful, badass. You know, that defines you perfectly. So you really are finally allowing food as fuel to help your performance as an athlete. Two, I love how you highlighted, you know, whatever you resonate with, disordered eating, eating disorder, female athlete triad, red S, it feels very isolating. And in your head, you're always saying like, well, that can't be for me. Well, you know, for you, like, well, I'm a bodybuilder. So there's this image I have to hold up. Well, the runners say that too. Well, I'm a runner. So there's this, you know, body image I have to hold up or this weight. And, you know, the rowers say that too. And the volleyball girls say that too. Everybody thinks that. And you're not alone for thinking that, but come into this community where we're all doing the same things together as your nutrition team, as people who are using food as fuel, as people who are breaking those boundaries and breaking down what this ideal image might be and really fueling your bodies for optimal health and performance. And you do need support in that because, like you said, we can feel so isolated. So yeah. Oh my gosh. Such good feedback, Anna. Thank you for sharing that. And also for you, another thing I want to highlight is, you know, as we kind of got to earlier, you did not resonate with any of those terms. Mm-mm. No. And that's okay. you don't have to identify as I have disordered eating. You don't have to, but if you've got some sort of nutrition problem, like let's solve it. And you were definitely somebody who didn't resonate with any of those terms, but in learning and fueling yourself properly can relate to those things and can understand those things now. And in your sport specifically, in bodybuilding, this is difficult.
Very, yes.
How prevalent do you think these issues are in your community?
I mean, I think that, so when I came out with my story and on Instagram or whatever, not that I have some massive following, but I got flooded with more messages than I ever have about women saying, oh my gosh, like, this is me. I've done this. Like, this is how I feel, blah, blah, blah. And, I know my scope of practice, so I'm not certified to give them the advice that you are. But I'm like, hey, like, that's when I realized this is very common. There's a lot of women in bodybuilding, just from what I've noticed, who have these issues and are looking almost like love the sport, but are still looking for a way out and to do it better, which was really shocking to me, because I really thought I was just going to get a lot of people who are like, oh, Anna, you're ridiculous. Or the most common one is, oh, you're using nutrition as an excuse to get fat. And that was the scariest one. But as like I went on, it was just more support than anything. And yeah, you have your few people who say comments, but at the end of the day, you know, I don't think they truly understand. Like, nobody really knew my hormonal issue and like the stuff I had going on in my head. So I just had to like hold the line and trust you and trust your process. And it really benefited me.
And I remember when I kind of pushed you to start sharing your story, because, you know, you are a strong female and you do hold your own. And being a nutrition coach and a personal trainer and a fitness coach, you know, you were having that experience of, am I being criticized? Am I being judged? And how do I translate what I'm doing with my body into my clients? And I kind of did give you that push to say, what you're doing is right. You can start sharing that and other people resonate with you. And I know it was scary as all heck, and haters gonna hate. I have haters too. But to know that there, I think it's really beautiful actually that you then became the voice that inspired and helped, you know, the hundreds and thousands of followers that you have and the hundreds of people that you impact, and bringing more awareness to this topic, because especially in your sport of bodybuilding, it's extremely prevalent because it's an aesthetic focused sport. You know, it is extremely difficult to get people to focus on performance when the performance of stepping on a stage is all being judged by how you look. So that's challenging, really, really challenging. But I think there's a line that, you know, you have to draw for yourself as to, is this sport impacting my physical and mental health? And is it the best thing that I want to be doing? So you still love the bodybuilding community. You still love that sport. I know that as you're fixing your health and your hormones and changing your mindset, you are still considering stepping on the stage. And that's great for you because you've learned different ways that you can do it in a better way. But also, you said you're transitioning to powerlifting. So tell us a bit about why that switch.
Well, it kind of switched when I realized, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to significantly decrease cardio, which makes sense. And every bodybuilder knows that in an off season, your cardio needs to decrease. But, you know, again, I was like, well, I'm different. I have to do all of the cardio all of the time. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to decrease cardio. My calories are going to have to go up. And I still love to lift. And then it just clicked with me. And I was like, well, powerlifters usually don't do lots of cardio. They have significant rest days and they lift really, really heavy stuff. And so I kind of started to research into it. And then I got a really good coach. Her name's Naz, and she's here out of Indianapolis area with Indy City. And she just wrote my program. She said I was super strong and I just kind of ran with it. And so hopefully we'll be doing a meet here in September, October, I think. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And again, it's not to dismiss doing bodybuilding, but it's something that I think also when you get so stuck in that world, you only see things one way. And so not only are you using nutrition to heal your hormones and be healthy on the inside, but like externally, now it's really helping your performance and you can do more. Like you said, like you couldn't deadlift this amount as a bodybuilder, interestingly, but as a power lifter and fueling and training differently in a way that also respects your health needs and your goals. Because here's actually, I'm getting off topic now, but another reason you did this is not just, I don't have my period and that's a bad thing, but it's, I don't have my period and I would like to someday have a family. You know, this is important. And this is something that athletes, you know, we delay thinking about it for so long because all we care about is performance. But at some point in your life, you might start caring about a family. And the sooner that you address these things, the better, because, you know, it wasn't necessarily your goal to, I need to get pregnant within the next 2 months or anything like that. But I want to make sure that I can when I want to. And so you can keep training at the same time as fixing all these things, but train smarter, fuel better, and everything can come together for you. Did I express that part of your story right?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And just another real quick thing just about like the bodybuilding industry, you know, this was just me and my story, and I by no means want to like dog on any of the other girls who do this sport. And with me, when I got, I was stage lean for so long, I wanted to stay that way. And every girl or man who competes in bodybuilding knows, okay, it's not maintainable. And I knew that, but I still tried to maintain that stage leanness. So that was something I wasn't really willing to let go of, and I needed to. So that's like in bodybuilding, you have an on season when you're getting lean for a show and then an off season where you're supposed to bulk up. I, however, was just not willing to do
to bulk up
an off season. Yeah. So I was like, nope, I want to stay this lean and this shredded forever. And that's just not good at all. So.
Yes. Thank you for that clarification. I think that's where I was trying to get at before I got sidetracked, which is, you know, to say that you might step on the stage again and get back into bodybuilding because it's a passion of yours. And for those people who want to do that, it is okay. But we also, that's the key part, what you just explained, is there's a time where you're in that we'll call it peak performance. And in that sport, it's peak aesthetics to step on stage. And then you're supposed to come off of that. And that's exactly where what I see is the issue, or one of the issues that I see and hear from clients in that industry is, well, once you achieve a certain look, it's hard to let that go. And that's where I think in your community, you know better than me. I did one bodybuilding show back in my early 20s. And I think I told you that. And then I was like, yeah. And then I made the personal decision that it wasn't for me. And I learned a lot from that experience. But I too, that one time, experience that weight. It's kind of hard to let this go because we get positive reinforcement. And I'm not saying it's the right thing, but this is the culture we live in. You get positive reinforcement of, you look so good, you look so lean, or like, wow, that's so impressive that you did that. And it's hard to let those things go.
It is. And the thing is too, I can promise you, and I know every girl would and man would agree with me on this, in this sport is, we look awesome on stage. I mean, we look like the picture of health. But before that, before the tan and before the glam and before the hair extensions and before the makeup and before the jewelry and before the bedazzled suit, I mean, before all that, we look like death. And we will tell you we look like death. And none of us preach that, hey, this is how we are 100% of the time. This is just how we look like on stage. I mean, we are depleted and tired, and in that peak week or hell week, whatever you choose to call it, you are not lifting heavy. I mean, you're really just doing a bunch of cardio, and you are trying the best you can to lift those 5-pound dumbbells to get your shoulder raises. And I mean, we are depleted and we are tired, and nobody really likes peak week. I mean, we do not look how we look on stage at any point during this cutting phase. It's just, we look really good on stage. So and that's it. And even the same thing with like modeling. I did a bit of athletic modeling or whatever, just for a quick time being. And the stuff I had to go through to get like photo shoot ready, the photos look awesome. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. But even then, I mean, you're still edited. I mean, your photographer has lighting in special places. I mean, I remember I got so like, I looked awesome and the pictures came back and I'm proud of the pictures, but I was like, dude, my nose got edited. Like, I can't fix my nose. I have this little bump. And I was looking at the pictures and I was like, the one thing I can't lean down is my nose, and you edited my nose. Like, come on. So it's still so edited. And I think we as a community know that these pictures are edited, but still, when you're looking at it and you're looking at someone's Instagram or you see it on a magazine, you're like, man, I want to look like that. And it's hard to be like, but it's edited. And it really is. And again, you're in full glam. You're in a suit. You had makeup. You had your hair done. You had everything done. Shoot, you have special lighting. And then even at the end of the day, those photos are still altered. So I just kind of wanted to say that too.
Yes. Thank you. For everybody listening, from the bodybuilder and fitness model herself, it's something, again, just like we were saying, it's not to slam that community of somebody who's doing that. We want you to be proud of your job and of what you're doing and be proud of that. But to not put on a facade that is the picture of health, right? And I think just more transparency about that is important for the everyday person, because the everyday person or the young girl or the teenager is looking at those things and thinking, that's what I need to look like. When in reality, that's not even what you looked like in real life. It was edited. So I thank you for sharing that, because we just need to hear it more often. What we see in the magazines and on Instagram is so heavily edited. And it's, I don't know that it's going to change anytime soon. I don't know that we can erase all the filters and edits and all the work that these cameramen do. I don't think we can go back in time, but being aware helps, and more transparency about it helps too.
I mean, the filters are fun. Like, it's cool. It's fine. But I think as long as we can understand that that's all it is a filter, and you are simply as beautiful without one as you are with one. I mean, they're just fun to play with. And I think hopefully that's one thing that we can start to understand, is a filter is just not reality.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Anna, after going through the female athlete system of transformation, and we've talked about a lot here, but if you could narrow it down to maybe one of your biggest takeaways and one of your pieces of advice for any other female athlete that might be struggling with their nutrition, their body, or maybe female athletes specific to your sport, and what advice you would like to give them after going through what you've just been through?
I mean, this is going to sound so simple, but I mean, like, just allow yourself to eat. I mean, that is probably my biggest advice, and don't be afraid to eat. And it's so much easier said than done. But I mean, once you just like let go, and if you are at a position where you are really, really lean, in my case, I know I put on weight really, really fast, and it was really genuinely terrifying. But eventually, like, your body will hit homeostasis. It's going to balance back out, and everything is going to be okay. The weight might come on really fast, but if it came on that fast, it probably needed to. So that would be my best advice. I don't know if that sounds right, but
it is good advice. And you're right. You came from such, you know, like you said, you were maintaining, you know, your stage ready body, even though you weren't stepping on stage. So you were coming from a place of rather extreme undernourishment for extended period of time. And so when we did make nutrition changes, it was scary, it was hard, but it was exactly what your body needed. And allowing yourself to eat was the answer. You're right. Easier said than done, which is why I think this program, this community was so helpful for you. And now here you are just a few months later, so much more comfortable, so much more confident, weight stabilizing, and your performance improving. And you now having the knowledge and understanding of what your body's been through, of how to move forward, whether it's in bodybuilding, powerlifting, or heck, being a mom someday, and using all of this to help you move forward in health and in happiness. So thank you so much, Anna, for sharing your story. I think it'll be really inspiring for a lot of people to hear, and really eye-opening, especially for some people in your sport. So last thing, with just some fun questions for the heck of it.
Okay.
These are just kind of rapid fire. I do them at the end of every podcast episode. If you've been listening, you should know what they are. So Anna, if there was one food that you could eat every single day for the rest of your life, what would that be?
Oh my gosh. I said this from the beginning. I'll say now peanut butter. I love just peanut butter. Favorite food.
Yes. Favorite food. And might I add something you used to strongly restrict yourself of.
Yes.
So now you really can eat it every single day for the rest of your life.
I can.
Amazing. What's your favorite sport to participate in?
Favorite sport? Oh, goodness. Right now, powerlifting for sure.
Amazing. And then what's your favorite spectator sport to watch and be a fan of?
Favorite spectator sport? I really enjoy watching like running. I know it sounds boring, but I really like watching the girls run.
I didn't know that about you.
Yep. I like to watch them on the track.
Very cool. All right, Anna. And then if there's a female athlete that you want to give a shout out to who is a role model, inspiring to you, this can be professional or somebody in your personal life, who would that be and why?
I don't know if you're familiar with, her name's Ashley Horner. I used to be significantly like actually overweight, ironically. And watching her and her process, I was able to like get healthier watching her. And she's always been an inspiration to me. So
amazing. Thank you for giving her a shout out and an inspiration in your health journey, which is a journey always changing, always evolving. And I'm grateful that I got to be a part of your journey at this stage in your life. And so excited to see where you continue on to now that you truly are a fierce, fit, and fueled female athlete, or as your shirt says, a beautiful bad.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna. As always, thank you again for listening. It was so great to have Anna share her personal journey, experiences, and transformations as a client of the Female Athlete System of Transformation. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, then you'll know that disordered eating comes in so many different forms, body types, behaviors, and across different sports. Anna, of course, is in the bodybuilding and powerlifting community. Next month, I'll have another client of mine on the show who is actually a collegiate runner. And last month, episode 18, I had Dana, who is a former gymnast and a current coach. So no matter what sport, age, or even reason that you are having some sort of disordered relationship with food and body, we are here to help you. As Anna said, you are not alone. So please head to www.riseupnutritionrun.com to learn more, or take action fast by booking a call. And if you are ready to overcome your nutrition concerns, we can enroll you in the fast track, the Female Athlete System of Transformation, to overcome disordered eating and use food as fuel. I'll include the link to book that call in the show notes, and I hope to talk to you soon.